The Apostle Paul was nothing if he was not relentless in his pursuit of the will of God for his life. He didn't let anything keep him down. There were several occasions in his life where he had to wait. There was this occasion where he was waiting in Tarsus. There was the occasion of him having to wait when he was trying to discern God's will, and he was in a place called Troas, and he waited there for God to reveal his will to him. There were times when he was in prison. There were times when he could not go forward, but he never gave up, no matter what the opposition, no matter what the obstacle, because he believed in the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and his promises. So when Barnabas came from Antioch and came over to Tarsus where Paul was living, I don't know what Paul was doing in that time. He indicates that he was being taught, and part of the time he was in Arabia, learning from the Lord Jesus Christ. Whatever it was, Paul was pursuing God's will as best as he could, and then Barnabas showed up and said, "We need some help over here in Antioch. Will you come and be the junior pastor at our church?" I don't think Barnabas had to ask twice. There's a kind of a joke that goes around when a pastor gets called to a very good church. He tells his wife, "You pray about our decision and I'll pack the bags." I think that's the way the Apostle Paul was. Listen to what he says in verse 12 of Philippians. "I press on so that I may lay hold of that for which also I was laid hold of by Christ Jesus. Brothers, I do not regard myself as having laid hold of it yet, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and reaching forward to what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus." You see, Paul was not going to be deterred by past disappointments. He was not going to be deterred by what he might consider as past failures. He would not be deterred from that call where Jesus Christ said, "You are to take my gospel into the Gentile world." Life contains many disappointments for us, brothers and sisters. It contains many victories too. But we can't let the disappointments deter us from pressing on in the service of Jesus Christ each day and every day, this day. Let's pray. Father, I pray for energy, for fortitude. I will not stop, Lord. There may be failures. There may be disappointments. But I know you have called me. You have called me into your kingdom, and you have a place for me in that kingdom. You have work for me. And I pray, O Lord God, that you would give me strength as I press forward toward the mark in the high calling of Christ Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen.